Welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. On this episode, we are talking to Big Dad Rich, the frontman for Texas Hippie Coalition. He is an imposing and formidable figure in every way. But behind the character, you find a man who is highly intelligent, the consummate professional, and has a heart just as big. We talked about their motto, faith, family, freedom, and how that applies to him personally and with the band, the new album, their gig coming up in Ingleside, Texas at Twisted Eight Bar and Grill, and the best advice he got from the late singer of Nazareth, Danny McCafferty. Here he is, Big Dad Rich.
Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it. All right. We are talking to Big Dad Rich from Texas Hippie Coalition. Google THC comes up second or third, sometimes first. Now, going to be playing here in the Coastal Bend Thursday night, the 21st, at Twisted Apes Bar and Grill, along with Gravel. Of course, y'all pioneers of red dirt metal, and some people may go, what the hell is that? But you take Pantera, Metallica, Priest, roll it in there with Waylon, Skynyrd, Molly Hatchet, and ZZ, and then throw some Texas Country, the original guys, and of course David Allan Coe, and then your originality. Would you agree that's THC?
Very well defined there. I know that, I can't remember which magazine it was, but back in the day they said it was as though ZZ Top and Pantera had a child and gave it to Lynyrd Skynyrd to raise. So, yeah. Definitely heavily influenced by Waylon Willie and Johnny Cash, as well as Motley Crue. But yeah, that's very descriptive.
Well, and you guys being the new outlaws, the new generation of true outlaws, I would say living outside convention and labeled genres, really. But what keeps you guys, especially you, driven to stay true to who you all are as a band, even with member changes?
You know, we got to keep it real always. You know, we would lose our people, our fans, which we refer to as our family, our extended dysfunctional family. We would lose them if we didn't keep it real. Yeah. They're just real people, real down to earth. I mean, whenever record labels and stuff are getting involved and they want to go by algorithms, They want to talk about views and stuff like that, they get confused when it comes to us, because not all of our people are on the internet. You know what I mean? They're so outlaw that, you know, that we're all low tech rednecks. I know I am. So whenever they start looking at our crowd sizes and the followings that we have, they come at us with, you know, they have certain bands that they want to compare us to, and they don't have an understanding how we, you know, our album sales are bigger, and these bands are big name bands, but our album sales are bigger, our attendances are larger, and they're confused by it. And I just tell them, you're going by an algorithm that is computer based. Whenever, you know, we're boots on the ground band, you know,
right.
So I know it's strange for them, but for me, it's perfect, you know. And we're going to be outlaw until the very end, and we're just going to stay that way. No changing us.
Well, and I think your fans, because our world anymore, good God, it just can turn on a dime. And things that are supposed to be in stone, absolutely, sometimes 5 minutes later, are not. I know your fans especially, it's good to know that they can count on that.
Yeah, we like to be truth-based, have a good moral compass, and be as close to being truth-based as we can be. You know, I mean, of course, every fishing story starts with a lie. So it's quite all right. You know, I've told many lies from the stage. I told everybody that we were going to be going on tour with Black Label Society back in the day, and Black Label Society didn't even know who we were. And I just kept saying it over and over and over, and I said it so much that our crossover fans started bringing it up to BLS, and then finally BLS's management contacted us and said, who are you guys, and why are you know, why are we being told that y'all are touring with us? And I said, because y'all need to let us tour with you. So they put us on like 6 or 8 shows, and we got to tour with them. It worked so well, I started lying about opening up for Judas Priest, and then I guess just putting it into the universe so much, finally Judas Priest called and we got to do some Texas shows with them. I think it was 3 or 4, you know. So now I just go around telling everybody lies that we're going to be torn with Pantera in the future. It's a total lie, but I'm going to keep putting it into the universe in hopes that it comes true.
Well, you know, the flip side of that coin, though, is part of y'all's motto of faith, family, and freedom. Are you speaking faith? You know, calling those things that aren't as though they were. Is it a lie, or are you, like you say, putting it out into the universe and then it comes back to you a reality?
Yeah, that's it. You know, speak it, you know, and hopefully it'll come true. Right. You know, that's when you make sure you don't say ugly things, you know. Personally, I don't attack verbally. If I am in an argument, I never resort to name calling. And when it comes to faith, you know, the Lord has moved me to do things that, believe me, me and the Lord get into arguments because I'll be like, man, I can't do that. People are going to think I'm crazy. You know, he's like, no, you got to do it. And I'm like, man, are you serious? And then like, he's like, yeah, you got to do this. And then I end up doing it. And in my whole life, I've always prayed for myself and myself only that my will be done. And the Lord has blessed me so very much. So now that when he asks for something, I feel like I owe him. So, you know, like we do a prayer circle every night before a show. Our meet and greeters are invited, and we invite other people into the circle so that we can have prayer before we take the stage. And, you know, just out there trying to get lost sheep back to the flock. And for those, you know, Lord sending me to places to where anybody can go to a servant of the Lord and go to a church if they're looking for him. But Lord wants me to go where they're not looking and deliver the message. And so when it comes to faith, it's very strong. My family is first and foremost in everything that I do. But, you know, all families are estranged. You know, everything is always weird. So right. Sure, there's a lot better fathers out there that have a lot better relationships. But I'm doing the best I can in this day, in this moment. And I love all my children. All my children love me. I talk to them all the time. So that's the most important thing, is to keeping the relationship going.
Right.
And then when it comes to freedom, it's something I speak on all the time. I really enjoy what I've lived through with my life, the freedoms that I've had. And I want to be able to make sure that my grandchildren and my grandchildren's children live with the same liberties and freedoms that I have enjoyed in my lifetime.
Absolutely.
So that's why I really stick with that, you know, just to be, let everybody know, you know, that's my mission statement right there, faith, family, freedom.
Well, and I love your outlook, because I can relate being in rock radio. A lot of people put God in a box, and I love that you're somebody that lets God be God, and you don't tell him how it's going to be. He has told you, and it's unconventional, and I love it, because God is very unconventional, very unconventional.
Yeah, I believe, man, you know, in the music world, it's not really that he's frowned upon. They just that, you know, from the very beginning, when I would take the stage and I would talk about, you know, enjoy and smoking like Willie Nelson does, and I would talk about God. You know, I promised the Lord I would announce him 3 times on every stage he gave me. When you do that, you know, I mean, I had managers back in the day. It's one of the reason I have different managers now. And don't be talking about smoking weed, and don't be talking about God on stage. You can't do that. And I was like, man, I can't not do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want people to have an understanding. I got long hair, I'm tattooed, and I drink, I smoke, and I still have a pathway to get to heaven. So
that's right.
You know, I'm happy to be that person. I know it's weird for a lot of people. Lord asked me to move forward bravely, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I think
it.
That even goes through in the music and the lyrical content. You know, I'm trying to show everybody that I'm a broken vessel, but I can still work with the Spirit.
Well, and that brings me to, on the new album, The Name Lives On. Now, I'll go back to that in just a second. But on I Teach the Angels How to Fly, you talk about struggling with sin and worries constantly. And I mean, they're just so, the lyrics are so powerful and heartfelt. We can feel that war waging in you, because we all have it.
Most definitely. And that's kind of what that song is conveying, is that, you know, you're not the only one out there doing this. You're not the only one that's having mental issues,
right.
You know, struggles in life, struggles in relationships, struggles of the heart, just so many different things, you know, that people worry about and try to push through every day. You know, it's compounded by so many things. And today it seems like, I'm not saying that, you know, that it wasn't as compounded in BC as it is in AD, but it just seems that today it's a struggle for so many people out there just to be. So that song is definitely about trying to make it through the storm and weather the storm, you know, and as long as you have faith, you know, the storm will be cleared. And I love that song, actually.
I do too.
It.
Talking about the album, The Name Lives On, you've said that you almost wish the title could have been Hellhounds, the first track, but the title and cover art really reflects your heart as a band.
You know, I think that other people were pushing for for it to be Hellhounds, okay. the name of the album. They, a lot of people like for, you know, labels and stuff like that, management, they like for a song title to be an album title, most definitely. And it's just that I already had the concept for the album cover, and The Name Lives On was actually one of the last songs that written for the album that made the album. And the song just felt so good, mm-hmm. although it's very indifferent from a lot of the other album. I wrote this song with my bass player, Rado Romo. It is just so good at conveying everything, just the way that I feel. And The Name Lives On, it's basically, you know, there's three deaths. When you die, when your soul leaves your body, and the last time your name is spoken. Mm. So to never die that third death, I mean, you have to think about certain people that have never died that third death. Some great people, some wonderful people, you know, but some bad people as well.
Yeah.
You know, we still, but so that's the thing, is that hoping that even long after Texas Hippie Coalition is gone, they will talk about Texas Hippie Coalition.
Right,
you
on,
know,
man.
And long after Big Dad Rich is gone, they will still speak his name. That's really what that song is about. So I think it's a great title for the album. I love that album cover. You know, we get a crazy album cover like Peacemaker or something like that, and then we also come back and we always do like a, you know, artwork or a picture of the band for the cover. We go back and forth. When I put that idea together and had it all set up, and we had the cameraman come out and do that shot, I just told myself, of all the album covers I had, and I love them all, I just thought that one was epic.
It just captures the heart of the band, but also the heart of our country, I think. I mean, we are all the heartland. I don't care where you are.
I'm telling you that I tour East Coast to West Coast, you know, and mm-hmm. On the West Coast, our following isn't as big and as strong as it is in Central America and the East Coast, or Middle America, I should say, and the East Coast. But we get out there about once every 2 years, mm-hmm. Vegas and stuff like that. We're always up in Washington State and Oregon every year. You know, the Dakotas.
Yeah.
We're up there every year. We just did Sturgis. So, I mean, it's from East Coast to West Coast, and I always say from Texas to Quebec. The Texas Hippie Coalition is the reason everybody's turning redneck, because it is... There, I'm just telling you that people talk about Californians in a certain way, but when we're out there, I'm surrounded by like-minded people. And it doesn't matter where we go into Canada, or it's just everybody wants to be, they don't only want to be truthful to themselves, but they want everyone else to be truthful to them, you know, so that words have meaning, you know. And when you talk about words having meaning, you like for words to have to be defined by what you grew up knowing the word to mean, not what these... A lot of people today, they want to change the meaning of words,
right.
and how you use them. You know, you could become racist for using a regular word that you always used, or
right.
you could be considered, you know, put in a category of wrong or whatever. And, you know, I just think that if everybody just, I think everybody wants common sense.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to lead towards, is just common sense.
Well, you know, just this whole trend of telling your truth. Well, the truth is the truth. I mean, you can't take a lie and say that's your truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, now, talking about the album, something that really strikes me is your vocal style, Big Dad. It matches your music with the soulful, gritty strength and those high screams and notes you can hold out forever. How, with ascribing to an outlaw lifestyle and Waylon Whiskey and Willie Weed, how do you keep your voice in shape and strong?
Man, you know, one time I was touring with Nazareth, my first tour ever. And Danny, I don't know how old he was at the time. I would think that he was late 60s, early 70s. And he just took a liking to me. I mean, he just took a real liking to me. And he was just telling me stories all the time. He was telling me this story one night about how his first show in America, he was opening for ZZ Top. His name wasn't on the marquee. And he was throwing a fit. Nazareth isn't on the marquee. He's throwing a fit, threatening to not do the show and all this stuff. And finally, they got him calmed down, and he went and done the show. After the show, he came back, and there was a bottle of cognac, and there was a crutch. And Billy Gibbons had wrote him a letter and said, "Welcome to America. My hopes are that you'll enjoy this tour. I have left you two crutches. Pick one."
Wow.
So he picked the cognac, and that's all he drinks. That's all he drinks is that cognac. I asked him at that time, I said, well, how do you keep your voice in tip-top shape? And he said, Rich, I never drink and I never smoke. And he told me that with a whiskey glass full of cognac in one hand and a cigar in the other. And we both just laughed so hard, you know. So that's the thing about it is that I sing all the time. So I keep my voice on, you know, up top. My bass player is also a singer in another band. He's always telling me, I don't understand how on day five,
yeah,
you're almost in the same place as you are on day one. It's just, I really take care of myself. I try to keep myself hydrated on the road. You know, yeah. I'm a big man. I take a lot of water. I probably smoke the same, but I do not drink on the road. If I was to drink every night on the road,
we couldn't do it.
I wouldn't be fit for it. No. So I wait till I get home. I get home, I'll have, micheladas or
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, I drink a little Jim Beam. So, you know, but on the road, I try to really take care of myself because I know the fans are spending hard earned gas money and I want them to know that it was money well spent. So I want to deliver a show that's above 100%, whether it's night one or night five, I want to deliver.
That is awesome. And speaking of taking over the Twisted Apes Bar and Grill in Ingleside, Thursday night, the 21st, Texas Hippie Coalition with Gravel. And check it out, the new album, The Name Lives On. Big Dad, I think we kind of went over our time, but man, I sure appreciate your generosity and your openness. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's quite all right. We're looking forward to getting down there and doing a show for Chuck Sullivan there at the Twisted Ape Bar and Grill. You know, this is their first big blowout show outdoors with Harley Davidson backing them down there. So we're so happy to be there and trying to blow that up so that he can continue to do this every year. And hopefully we can come back next year. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you and your station. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you kindly.
We love you too, Big Dad. Thank you so much and looking forward to y'all tearing it up. Thank you, sir.
Rock and roll. Thank you, sweet.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I want to thank Mike Neal of Deepwell Sound for providing the intro and outro music. The title of this one is Chuggin'. Feel free to like, subscribe, and leave us a review.